Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused, and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Douglas Spittel from First Trinity Lutheran Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
What does the Master see in the man who would not forgive a small debt? Well, what he does not see is compassion. He does not see forgiveness. He does not see true humanity because he does not see himself. The Master does see that which does not belong in his good creation, and so he will deliver him to those who are like him, the torturers. But what does the Lord see in a debtor? He sees one who is helpless. Like the sheep without a shepherd, the people who are hungry and have no food, the multitude of sick people, Jesus sees us. He sees us and he has compassion on people who cannot help themselves. He is moved in the inward parts, in his very gut. He feels our suffering in a visceral way. And only the Lord can have true compassion. That is, only the Lord can suffer along with us. And the compassion of the Lord for us poor debtors is found on the cross. He suffers our suffering. He suffers our shame. He suffers our need. The compassion, the suffering along with us of Christ, is both physical and spiritual. The compassion of Christ is given to the church, given to every member of the church, given to you and me, for we are now one in Christ. The Master sees the only solution to our debt, the only solution to our need. And that solution is total forgiveness. Listen to the servant plead for his family. The penalty for non-payment of his debt was the sale and division of his family. We often think that sin is a private matter. It's just about us. But sin is far more than that. Original sin come from our first parents infects and affects all of us. Adam and Eve's immediate distrust of one another after the fall, the destruction of our relationships, the destruction of our very own personhood. The Master, our Lord, sees that the only answer, the only healing that can come is one of total, free, and complete forgiveness of our debt. And the Master grants full forgiveness and pardon of the debt. The debtor in today's gospel owed 10,000 talents. That is equal to 60 million days of work, a completely unpayable price. And Jesus' point here is that we cannot repay what we owe. St. Paul puts it much more succinctly, the wages of sin is death. Instead of demanding our death, our Lord, our Master, Jesus, gives himself up to death for us, and instead grants to us, every single one of us, freedom. Freedom from the debt of sin, freedom from death, freedom to be a free person, freedom to be restored to our families, freedom to have a divine heart of compassion toward others, and to be a member of the larger family of all humanity, to be a member of the family and the household of faith. Finally, the Lord sees himself. The joy of the Lord Jesus Christ is to restore and reunite persons. The joy of the Lord is to forgive. And the joy of the Lord is to feel, yes, right down in his very gut, to feel compassion for his children, for you, and for me.
We thank Pastor Douglas Patel from First Trinity Lutheran Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for today's meditation on God's Word.